102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX Nation. And today we are shining the light on Slide Ranch. Please welcome the executive director of Slide Ranch, Micah Jurens Julari. Did I say it well?
That's actually perfect. Okay. And I am so excited to be here today. So thank you so much for having me and for putting the spotlight on Slide Ranch.
Absolutely. Okay, so Slide Ranch, you're on Shoreline Highway between Muir Beach and Stinson, just off Highway 1.
That's right.
I can only imagine the setting out there.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, gosh. I want to go already. but tell us what Slide Ranch does.
Right. So Slide Ranch is an educational farm, and we were established in 1970. So we have like an amazing piece of land that is part of the Golden Gate National Park. So it's open to the public. It's your own backyard, and you can come anytime. Like, we are open 365 days a year.
Oh, really?
From sunrise to sunset. So you can come and visit any day. So it's very exciting. And our focus and our mission is to connect kids to nature. Mm-hmm. So we see like about 10,000 people a year from all over the Bay Area, and we specialize on kids and families. So we offer programs for school and community groups, especially from inner city communities, low-income communities, to make sure that the kids are really connected to nature. We are seeing right now that there is like a nature deficit disorder where some of these kids don't have access to nature. Basically, they are surrounded by cement and they are always with the electronics. So this is a great place to come and disconnect and be free and feel all the benefits around nature.
Nature deficit disorder. That's such an interesting phrase and way of putting that, but it just paints a really perfect picture of what so many people are suffering from, children and adults alike.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we're seeing right now is like many of the kids that we see, they are going through so much stress in their daily lives. Sometimes in the low-income communities, we see kids that, you know, they are like newcomers, or they have like situations with families where they are dealing with a lot of stress. So this is a way to kind of like give them the freedom to disconnect. Our curriculum is also aligned with the next generation science standards, which basically what they learn in the school, then they put it into practice, at a Slide Ranch. So it's very helpful for them to get more enthusiastic about a school, but also like the mental benefits, the health benefits of, again, find a place where you belong. And so they are more like, they feel empowered. Mm-hmm. And it's we have so many amazing stories from kids that they come from. This little boy from Oakland came over, and it was the first time, he lives in the Bay Area, and it was the first time that he had access to the ocean.
Wow.
And he was in tears, you know, because we have access to tide pools, we see whales from there. So it was amazing. And then just like the daily experiences that we see from the kids when they learn where the eggs are coming from. They're actually coming from chickens, mm-hmm. and where in the chicken versus just going to the store, you know, and open a little box. And and again, having the opportunity to have these children getting dirty, getting into the dirt and harvesting the vegetables, seeing where the food is coming from, making healthy choices, cooking delicious meals, and then learning about the environment and how we do everything in a sustainable way so we can preserve it for future generations.
Wow.
So it's super exciting.
So Slide Ranch, so you have, it's a farm. So
yes.
you're growing vegetables there. You've got chickens, you mentioned. You have horses there as well.
No, so we have, our logo has like goats. Mm. We have like amazing goats, and right now we have triplets and another baby. We have sheep. We have chickens and ducks, and then everything else from the, you know, the wilderness. So from hawks to sometimes bobcats.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the kids can come over, they milk the goats, they learn about the biology. Also, sometimes they learn how to make cheese or make ice cream. They feed the chickens. So again, it's that connection to nature that many of these kids have never experienced before. So,
and it's open 365. Yes. It's part of the Golden Gate. It's free land, so yes. People can stop by anytime.
Yeah. So,
but you have specific curriculum and programs that are offered. Do people have to stop by at specific times? What's the commitment? Or you have partnerships with school districts?
Yeah. So we partner with the schools and community groups for our programs. But for families, we offer programs on the weekends. So you can visit our website, and we have family farm days. We offer like overnights as well for families. So you can see what is available, what is more of a program. Mm-hmm. Also, if you have like a big group, we always appreciate it if they can give us a call before. Yeah. Because if we are having, you know, a group or something that day, just to make sure that everybody has a really good experience. Mm-hmm. And something that is completely new that we are just starting as a way, because we offer over 60% of the kids we see, they have scholarships. We are doing a couple of new events to be able to pay for those scholarships. So one is our new farm-to-table experiences, which is amazing. We harvest from the garden, and then our in-house chef, Gabriel Powers, makes the most amazing meal. And so that's one. And the second one, we are doing glamping. So you can come over and just sleep under the stars in this comfy mattresses with memory foams, and you know, listen to the sounds of the night next to the ocean, and wake up in, you know, in paradise. Mm-hmm. It's only like half an hour from San Francisco, and it feels that you are like in a different world.
Yeah.
So
that's a way that people can help support the Slide Ranch, is by buying these packages, these farm to table and the glamping packages, and then those proceeds will go to help more kids be able to experience the ranch as well.
Absolutely. That's a really fun way, because we are a nonprofit organization, so we depend on donations. Any donations are always great. And we do have a membership where it has some benefits, but it's an invitation to be part of this, you know, of a Slide Ranch and be part of the family. And the memberships start at only like $15 a month. Mm. So we would love to see a lot of people joining us.
Okay. Yeah. Slide Ranch is the organization, slideranch.org. Very easy to find online. You can also call 415-381-6155 for more information. Their address is 2025 Shoreline Highway. Again, they're just between Muir Beach and Stinson Beach off of Highway 1. We're talking to the executive director of Slide Ranch, Micah Llorens-Gulati. And we want to invite you, our KBLX Nation, to bring your family. Come by. Take full advantage of the awesome programs and access that you have there to nature, of course. And we also invite you to support Slide Ranch if you're able as well. SlideRanch.org for more information. So if I were to bring my daughter, she's six, we show up at Slide Ranch, what does it look like? We park our car and then we just kind of walk in, somebody welcomes you there? Or, I mean, you just, how does it work?
Yeah, so it's public land. So you park your car basically, and then you will go, you see Slide Ranch is kind of like in a hill, so it's kind of like sliding. So you will walk down, and then you will find our goats and our sheep, so you can just see them. If you find some of our teachers that they are there, or any staff members, you can ask them. But otherwise, it's pretty much like going to a park where you can just walk around. We have, again, 134 acres of land.
Wow.
So you can just go like on hikes. There are signs that indicate where the chickens are, where the garden is, how to go to the tide pools. So yeah, you can bring a picnic and really enjoy it. It's beautiful.
Wow. So it really is just very open to the public. Are there specific hours that you suggest that people come?
It is kind of like from sunrise to sunset. So I would say probably after 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And again, if it's like a big group, we would really appreciate, you know, people telling us. We are very limited in our parking spaces. Mm-hmm. So if the parking space is full, then there is parking along the highway where you can safely park as well. But that's our only limitation, is really the parking.
Okay, and you partner with community organizations and with schools. Do you partner specifically with San Francisco Unified or Oakland Unified?
So we see schools and community groups from all over the Bay Area. So about one third of the kids are coming from San Francisco. about one third from East Bay and one third from Marin County. Mm-hmm. But we see kids like when they come for the overnight programs, they come from like sometimes San Mateo, Sacramento, Sonoma. So they come from all over the place. We specifically try to target Title I schools, mm-hmm. And also like again communities where they have like inner city kids or like low-income communities. We also see some other schools as well. Mm-hmm. So, and depending of the level of need, that's how we step in to offer the scholarships to make sure that there is an equitable access to nature, mm-hmm. and all kids can benefit from it.
So if there are folks who are listening who are a part of a community organization, yes. or a church organization, mm-hmm. or you know, work for the local Y or work for the local Boys and Girls Club or yes. whatever, and you haven't had an opportunity to take your youth out,
absolutely,
then Slide Ranch would be a great partner for you. So
for sure.
make sure you reach out, slideranch.org.
Yes. Yeah, and we also have some great summer camps available. And again, we offer scholarships for summer camps. So we would love to talk to either community groups or anybody who's looking for a fun place to send the kids for the summer. We tend to sell out because they are very popular, and we always get like great reviews from the kids. They really love it there. So
why are the scholarships necessary if it's a free access program?
Okay, so the access to the land is free, but the programs, because we have to, having like a farm with staff and teachers and animals,
sure.
is actually quite expensive. Mm-hmm. So that's why we charge a fee for the programs.
So tell us about the programs. When do they happen? Is it a one-month commitment, three-month commitment? What about the programs?
So the programs are usually like field trips. So we see kids that they come like for a day trip. And again, we align the curriculum of what the kids are learning in the school, what would they want to see, the kind of like hands-on science. So sometimes we get groups that they will spend the night, so they will spend one or two nights. So those are kind of like the groups that we see with the schools and the community groups.
And the school or the community group usually pays for that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, depending on if it's a Title I school, is very different than if it's like a private school.
Okay, so, and that's when you bring the scholarships into play.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for summer camps as well, we offer some scholarships. Mm-hmm. So because we know that in the summer, the kids, especially from low-income communities, they lose some of the academics mm-hmm. that they have learned because they are not engaged.
Yeah.
So this is a way to be able to offer that to
So Monday through Friday, it's mostly the programs that you do with the schools and the community.
Yes.
And then Saturdays and Sundays is more where folks can just kind of come by and just wander.
Saturdays is usually when we offer our family farm programs. Mm-hmm. And we have toddler days and overnights and the different themes, like sometimes we do typos. So that usually happens on the Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Sunday is the day kind of like where all our staff is resting. Mm. So it's just accessing to any public land. Mm-hmm. And anybody is invited. Mm-hmm. Just, being respectful of, the people that they live there, because we do have residents at a Slide Ranch.
Okay.
Yes.
And camping, you mentioned the glamping program where people can buy into this glamping program as part of the membership or aside from the membership. Uh-huh. But you're also talking about the kids spending the night. Do you have like tents for them, or do you have little cabins for them, or do they bring their own tents? What is that?
Yeah, so when we do the overnight for schools and community groups, again, sometimes they bring their tents, but if it's a low-income community, we provide the tents and the sleeping bags and everything that they need to make sure they have a great experience.
Can they hear the whales from there?
Yes, you can hear the whales, the ocean, everything, coyotes, owls. We have a lot of owls. Uh-huh. It's a really magical place, and also is quite amazing because at night the way that the stars are shining mm-hmm. because it's so dark mm-hmm. you can actually see South San Francisco from there.
Wow.
But still you have this amazing sky. Mm-hmm. So it's quite magical,
the stars with no street lights.
Yeah.
With no wires.
Exactly.
Yeah, just out there in nature. Yeah. And
very, very bad cell connection, which is perfect.
Good.
We don't want that for the kids.
Log off.
Yes.
And then the kids wake up in the morning mm-hmm. and go harvest eggs from the chickens and like help with breakfast?
Yeah, so when we have the groups for overnight, they milk the goats like around 10 o'clock. Mm. And yeah, they can actually harvest the eggs from the chickens. And part of the program includes like, you know, cooking with some of the vegetables from the garden and some of the eggs. They make some frittatas, some scrambles. So, and what is best is that, you know, you see all these kids suddenly eating all this kale and all these greens. They are picking it up from the earth. Mm-hmm. They are discovering that the carrots are actually coming from the ground. Mm-hmm. That's always a surprise. Mm-hmm. And so they really appreciate that.
I love it. Okay,
yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah,
KBLX Nation, take full advantage of Slide Ranch and definitely support if you're able as well. Executive Director Micah Jurens-Julati, it was a pleasure to meet you. SlideRanch.org is the website. Thank you so much.
A pleasure being here. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we hope to see you all very soon.
Yes, KBLX Nation, check it out. I'm going down there myself. All right, the number again is 415-381-6155 and the address 2025 Shoreline Highway between Muir Beach and Stinson off Highway 1. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.